Hello and good day. I'm Paige Estrotori, bringing you today's daily financial services news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online, Australia's one stop for insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Let's go over the top stories from yesterday, Thursday, January 15th, 2025, that have been reshaping our industry in Australia. Starting with our first story about potential big savings for Aussies. A fresh study from National Australia Bank suggests Australians could bank significant savings by forgoing small luxuries, like that cafe coffee or takeaway meal. A small lifestyle tweak could potentially save families up to $330 a month. So who knew that brewing coffee at home or planning meals ahead could go a long way in soothing financial strain? Evidently, NAB did than that. They're putting the spotlight on budgeting, especially in our post-pandemic era, which has seen costs escalating. Such financial mindfulness doesn't only pave the way for households to save over $3,900 yearly, but it also channels potential benefits to local economies. Indeed, small lifestyle changes, big saving possibilities. Next up, let's take a look at the superannuation segment. We're witnessing a transformative trend as private equity is making bold moves into Australian super funds, prompting both interest and caution. Insignia Financial, headed by CEO Scott Hartley, is at the center of this tidal shift, drawing non-binding bids from private equity entities. We're keeping a keen eye on KKR, with their $1.7 billion stake in Colonial First State, demonstrating a rising focus on asset management. With Insignia handling $180 billion, queries on fee structures and operational proficiency are bound to rise. Despite regulatory frameworks offering protection, ramifications for Superfund members and the greater landscape are worth watching closely. Consumer confidence news isn't as bright, I'm afraid. January has ushered in some economic uncertainty, dealing a blow to consumer sentiment. Rises in inflation, interest rates, and unstable energy prices are the main culprits behind the shaky confidence. Consumers are becoming cautious with spending, shifting their focus to essential purchases. Responding businesses are setting up loyalty programs and value promotions to reel in customers. But analysts warn, if this trend continues, we might see a slowdown in economic growth. Thus, keeping close tabs on consumer sentiment is paramount. Lastly, let's talk about a significant legal case that's shaking up the insurance sector. Jason Prasad, a broker and proprietor of J&P Capital Insurance, has been sentenced for operating a fraudulent builder's warranty insurance scheme in New South Wales. As a result of deceivingly acquiring financial advantage, Prasad has landed a 16-month intensive corrections order alongside an $8,000 fine. Unfortunately, illegal activities such as these highlight the critical importance of regulatory bodies in maintaining the fidelity of the construction industry and moreover, the financial services sector. And there you have it, our wrap of the important industry news for the day. Visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for more detailed information on these stories and other topics related to finance, superannuation, insurance, and money management. This has been Paige Estrotori, Financial Services Online. See you next time.